never guess, but I think we made it through at least the top of the hour, and you're listening to Glenn Coble, and the show is called A Progressive Life, and we have Dr. Feynman. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Did you get my phone call and my online notice to you yesterday?
I did not.
You did not? I left a message because, I just sort of like said, you're still away, but I'm going to check. And I checked and I saw you had posted, but you did not notify me. If I had not looked, I wouldn't be on today.
Oh, well, that's kind of crazy. I put the ad on so that you'd see it. That's the reason why I put that out on yesterday.
Yeah, but I just happened to look.
Oh, okay.
And oh my gosh, it's
on
the show tomorrow. I was thinking it was not going to be, but I see you back. So
yeah.
Anyway, I made a phone call to you. You should have the message, and also on Facebook Messenger, I wrote to you.
I'm looking on my phone messages, and there is nothing. So apparently,
Mike, I used your phone number you gave me. I called and I left a message
last
night. I got 5:30 in the afternoon, I think. Whatever, it doesn't matter as long as it all works out. But it's just, you should have gotten the phone message,
Well, sometimes I get phone calls from places that are not in the area, and I just automatically kill them. So I may have killed yours without looking at it. I'm sorry.
Oh. Well, you got to be careful. It's 561. You got to look if it's 561.
I will.
And also, I tried to get you on Facebook Messenger audio. Rang, 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 and you didn't answer.
Yeah, I've never had anybody call me on Facebook audio, so.
Yeah, well, it was ringing like crazy. But gave up. I finally called you on your number that you had given me a couple of years ago.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm glad to see you back. So how was your trip?
My trip was very good. And one of the things I thought you and I ought to talk about is it opened my eyes, my trip did. Every state, my wife and I were driving, we left, went through Ohio, Indiana, Illinois,
Iowa?
We didn't go through Iowa.
How did you miss it?
I don't know. We went to St.
Louis. Missouri, I guess.
We went to Missouri, Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California.
Oh, wow. Nice trip.
Yeah, and in every one of those, we could tell. You tell me whether we were right or not. Every time we got to a really rough highway, it was run by a Republican governor. Does that make sense to you?
I think every state you went through has basically been red, except New Mexico is not.
No, New Mexico's not. California's not.
Yeah.
Illinois is not totally.
Illinois is not either,
And those roads were all pretty good. Now, the only red state where the road was fairly decent was Ohio. And Missouri was horrible. Oklahoma and Texas, it shook the fillings loose from our teeth. Now, is that because they don't believe in putting money into it, or?
I think it's just a general Republican thing. They don't like to do anything except for big business. It's disgusting. It really is. It's such a divided country, and it's getting worse.
Yeah.
It's very worrisome.
Yeah, it certainly is. Well, talk to me about this kind of infighting that's going on between Trump and McConnell, where McConnell has backed Lisa Murkowski.
Absolutely, he should, and I'm glad he is. Lisa Murkowski's the best figure in the Republican Party in the U.S. Senate at the moment.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right. But Trump is supporting Kelly
Shibaka, I see, yeah.
Can you tell me any? I've never heard of her.
She's a extremist. She's somebody who is a state senator, and she is not worthy of that position. Not that everybody that's in Congress is worthy of it. Like right now, there's a movement to try to prevent Marjorie Taylor Greene from being on the ballot in Georgia and Madison Cawthorn from being on the ballot in North Carolina. In fact, I'm writing about that today on my blog. They should not be on because they were involved in the insurrection and they've been provoking the country and trying to divide the country. And they're really, they shouldn't be in Congress. And the thing is, even if you don't expel them, they should not be able to run again under the 14th Amendment, Section 3. If you're involved in insurrection or uprising, you should not be able to serve in government.
That's an I didn't know that that was in there.
14th Amendment, Section 3, yep, after the Civil War. Yeah, still in effect.
Now, have we actually made it legitimate that it was an insurrection? I mean, isn't there...
Well, not officially. But it's very clear there's going to be hearings in the next month on TV, like the Watergate hearings, and it's going to be very revealing. And meanwhile, prosecution is moving forward toward what looks like an indictment of Trump in New York State and in Georgia, and even in D.C. It hasn't happened yet. Everything takes forever. But yeah. The point is, they've got all this evidence, all these people testifying, including, for instance, the son-in-law and daughter of the president, you know, meaning Trump and others. I don't think he's going to be running in 2024. But even if he is, he's not going to be able to stop, I think, the monster of them all, and that is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who I've been really going after the last couple of days. He is a horror, a terror. He is dangerous, and he's a Trump-like person. He shows everybody the signature when he signs a bill, just like Trump did. Nobody else does that, and it just makes me sick. But I hope he can be defeated by Charlie Crist, the former governor, but I don't know. But it's just very depressing, and now they're even interfering with the idea of university professors no longer will have tenure. They can be let go after 5 years, even if they already have tenure, which is a lifetime guarantee. Now, it doesn't affect me, but I'm thinking if I was a teacher or a professor and hit like 30s, 40s, I'd probably have to quit the field because you can't teach about race, you can't bring up sexuality. This is insane. It really is.
That's in Florida alone, though, right?
As far as it's specific, but Texas also and other states are moving in that direction. But Florida is the center because this man is an egomaniac. He is very dangerous. He's out of control. He's acting like a fascist dictator, as I see it. And, you know, the man is really a horror. He really is. On abortion and on the issue of race and on the educational curriculum. Now they're claiming math textbooks have CRT.
No, how can that
which
possibly...
is ridiculous. You know, it's just...
Yeah, how can that be?
And besides, nobody teaches CRT. But, you know, I was giving a lecture the other day in Lifelong Learning in Jupiter about blunders of presidents, and I was talking about, for instance, FDR and the Japanese-American incarceration in World War II. I was talking about Andrew Jackson and the Trail of Tears about Native Americans, and talking about presidents who had slaves. And somebody at the end, an older gentleman, said, do you realize, and of course he liked the lecture, he said, do you realize that you couldn't teach this in the public schools of Florida with the new law? And I says, you're right. But I said, I wouldn't be stopped, but it means I probably have to quit or be fired. It'd be unbelievable that they're trying to prevent the truth of history and the truth of what's reality in our past and present from being taught.
Now, do you think it'll come down to that several professors or teachers will have to break that law and be...
Well, I think they will, and there'll be lawsuits, you know, to probably hold it up.
Yeah, that's what I think.
But like I teach at FAU, they're full-time professors, whether tenured or not. I could just imagine what they're saying today. Now, I, again, just now at this stage, after 50 years, I only teach one course a term, but even my oldest son said, Dad, if it ever comes down to it, they say, hey, you can't do this, he said, just say au revoir and leave. Because it's not like you need to do it. I like doing it, but I have my mortgage paid. I don't have to worry about the money and be nice to make the money and do it, but if I can, I can. So, but I'm lucky, but people who are younger just can't do that.
Well, now, I really think that somebody's going to have to stand up and say, I'm not going to do what you say, and I think they'll have to take it to a court case, won't they?
So it'll probably delay it, yeah. But the thing is, now with the courts the way they are, with so many Trump appointees, you got to worry. You know, it's very scary because we have this new district court judge, Catherine Kimball Mizell, who works for Clarence Thomas and was declared unqualified to be a district court judge. But Republicans confirmed it anyway after Trump lost before the inauguration, was one of his appointees. And she just ruled the CDC could not require masks on planes.
Yeah.
That is insane.
No,
it really is. I still say it should be done. I'm going to still wear a mask because I'm going to be going to visit my son in D.C. at the end of May, Thursday to Sunday, you know, right around Memorial Day, and I'm going to wear it. Now, it may not be required, but I'm going to still do it. But it's scary that you have judges that can affect the whole future, and they're appointed by a president who is corrupt and should never have been able to make so many appointments. The only good thing is, by Biden's making a lot of appointments. They're really pushing through as many new appointments, he and Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader, as possible. So it won't balance everything, but it will help, you know.
Do you think that the new appointees are more fair? I'm going to say fair. It seems like a lot of the appointees that we're getting, or that we got from Trump, were very one-sided. And I've always thought of judges as being not middle of the road necessarily, but fair to both sides.
Well, the fact is, Clarence Thomas has been on the court for 31 years. He's under fire, as we know, about his wife's involvement on January 6th, and he does not recuse himself from cases. And honestly, he was seen as someone not to trust 31 years ago, but he's on the court, and he's having a great effect because a lot of people who are now becoming judges worked as legal clerks under him in his 31 years. And in 5 years, if he's still around, he will have the all-time record for service on the Supreme Court, which is 36. He's got 31, and it's just a disgrace. I hope he's not going to be around that long, but we'll have to see.
Well, let's hope you and I are around that long.
Well, I tell you, the way the world is now, I mean, it's almost like feeling, how can we live through this much more? Because I think there's danger of real bloodshed and violence, and of course we have the Ukraine war, which adds to it.
Yeah.
It's just, what a world we live in now. It's just terrible. But
how do you think that President Biden's doing with the Ukraine war?
Well, you know, he's not perfect. He makes mistakes. But I think he's actually very good. And I want to point out, people don't want to admit it, but the fact is that 2021 was the best year economically of growth since 1984 under Reagan, which helped him to win, you know, a second term. The fact is, the inflation is a problem, but that's not something you can just blame on a president. But the fact is that we have the gross domestic product is up 5.7%, double the average since 1976. 8 million jobs have been created. Wages are up about 5.6. Deficit's down $1.3 trillion. It's the strongest year except for the inflation problem that's now coming on, and sadly it's affecting a lot of people's attitudes. But it's, you know, it's not like he can just, you know, use a magic wand and solve it.
Now, it was interesting in our drive out to California watching the gas prices go up as we went west. I don't know going west had anything to do with it.
Where was it highest, in California?
Yeah, California was the highest.
What was the rate about for the regular gas?
I think the last time I filled up, it cost me $90.
And how much?
$90.
$8?
$90.
Oh my God, where was it? That's crazy.
Yeah.
I've never paid more here in Florida than $4.14. It went up to $4.14 and went down a little bit. Oh my God.
No. The total to fill my tank was $90.
Oh, I'm saying $90.
Yeah.
How many gallons was it?
15, I think, something like that.
How much?
15, I'm guessing.
So that's about $6. That's very high. Wow. Was it high for all the states or more in California?
No,
everything's more expensive in California.
It was more expensive in California. It cost, I think the highest I paid in California was $5.65.
So close to $6. Yeah, what was it in the other states?
Most of the other states were high fours.
Okay.
We were surprised when we got back to, when we left Ohio, we could get gas for slightly, you know, like $3.99, or even a little lower than that, but we can't anymore. It's there are a lot of $4 plus places in Ohio.
Yeah.
Anyway, we also found out, I figured the cost of my trip, and believe it or not, it didn't really raise the cost of my trip as much as I thought it was going to raise the cost of my trip. It raised the cost of my trip from the last time about $100 each way.
$100 round trip?
No, each way. $200.
Well, that's not bad, actually. When was the last time you did this?
2 years ago. Or a year and a half.
And so how much did you actually spend each way about?
Oh, boy. I did figure that out. I don't have it with me.
$2,000 round trip, or?
Yeah, right around that, yeah.
So you've got $1,800. Well, so that's about a 10% increase. That's not really bad. I mean, you know.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, but here, you know, it did go up to $414, but it never went higher than that, and it's down a little bit now, you know.
Yeah, and it keeps going up and down. It's not something that's, and my son said it actually was going down in California when we got there. So that was good. Yeah.
And where does he live? In San Francisco area or L.A.?
In the L.A. area.
Yeah. I see. Yeah. North of L.A. L.A. is expensive. You know, yeah. The California is, but I don't know. But
yeah, they're thinking of buying a new house or buying a house in Ojai. And
where's that? The L.A.?
It's 80 miles north of L.A.
So it'd be a little cheaper not being in the metropolitan area, yeah.
No, they're in a very highly sought-after tourist area. So
that means it's very expensive. You think you can afford to buy such a house?
$800,000 was the cheapest.
Oh, my God. And what do they have now? I don't know, they rent.
No, they live on the land with the vineyard, so they really don't pay anything for the...
But they can afford to pay a mortgage with a down payment probably of $80,000, I guess?
I don't know what they're...
Take a 10% you should put down minimum.
Yeah, that would be about
right. Do they have
right.
that kind of ability?
They're getting there. The wine is doing very well, and he is a teacher of special education. So
yeah, but teachers, although they're paid better in California, he doesn't well compared to other fields.
But he and his wife, they told me that they're making over $120 a year. So
$120, but with the $800,000 house, that's probably enough.
That's not enough. Yeah.
Well, of course, they have no children, right?
Right, they have no children.
Yeah, that helps. I mean, certainly it's cheap if you don't have children, but and they don't plan to have, right?
I'm not allowed to say it on the air.
Well, they don't see a cat, but anyway.
They have a cat and a dog.
A cat and dog is very cheap.
Yeah.
Well, not that cheap either.
They're kind of thinking about having adopting, but I'm not sure. We're not.
Oh, still, even they adopted. So how old are they? In their 40s?
Both of them just hit 40. Yeah.
Well, if they're going to have kids, ideally you should have them by 40 or so. Yeah. So they might adopt. Yeah, well, that's good. Adoption's important if kids need parents. You know.
Yeah, this year they had kind of an awakening, and my son always wanted to have kids, but my daughter-in-law did not, and I think she's decided she wished she had a kid, and
had one?
No, she wished she had had.
Oh, she wished. Yeah. Well, you know, even at 40, you can still have a child, but you better do it quickly from the woman's viewpoint. Yeah. If not, adopt,
Well, she's not going to have it by herself. She would adopt.
Yeah.
Because
of
the
that's
age.
Good, though. Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, that's what we're hoping. My wife is, she was so distraught when her son told her, no, we're not going to have any children, that I'm glad they're thinking about it. That
somebody said she couldn't have kids, you say?
No. She didn't want to have kids.
Yeah, but now suddenly she does.
Now she does, yeah.
What do you think caused the change? Just maturity?
Maturity, yeah. I do believe maturity.
Yeah. How long are they together?
That's a good question. 12 years, something like that.
How much?
12.
Oh, well, and so they know each other pretty well, so if they have any issues that they should have been resolved, that they're going to have kids after 12 years,
And I think they really like each other, so that's helpful. Nothing worse than having kids with a woman that you hate.
Yes.
Or having kids that you hate with a woman that you love. It doesn't work either way.
Yeah. The only thing, of course, with adoption is you never know everything about the background, the parenting of that kid. You know, it's not part of your own bloodline. So that's there are problems sometimes with that, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes, you know, so.
Well, you know, the nicest things about taking the trip to California, I didn't listen to any talk radio or talk TV.
Yeah.
And the radio wasn't very good. And when you're in Missouri or Texas or Oklahoma, all you hear is people that really like Tucker Carlson.
Oh, God. He is so obscene. He's worse than ever.
Yeah, he has. I came back and I started listening to some of my old shows, and he's gotten worse since I left.
Yes, he has. By the way, I see that during the weeks you were away, old shows of yours and mine will rerun.
Oh, did they?
Because it sounded like a show from February. It was, you know, not the immediate before, but it was my voice and your voice. It sounded like it was maybe 2 months earlier. So he did, apparently Scott didn't have anybody new on or have any show on. He just had reruns. It's so it seems, because I listened a few minutes and I said, oh, yeah, you know, it was. And obviously it was a rerun, yeah.
Well, we've been struggling here.
You had troubles earlier.
Yeah.
I don't know what was going on. It was weird, you know?
I have no idea. And
where's Scott? Why couldn't you get in touch with him?
I can't either. The only way I can get in touch with him right now, he's got some sort of mess up on his electronics. The only way I can get in touch with him now is by going through Facebook message.
You can't call him?
I tried. I got his number. I called, and it didn't go through.
So when did he get back? Yesterday?
Yeah.
Did you have any talk with him since you came back?
Nope. Couldn't get through. I called to tell him, hey, I'm back. Are we going?
Well, who runs the show in the morning? Usually you're with him, so you would just run into the show yourself.
Yeah, it was kind of, I kind of told people about my trip.
Yeah, but, so you don't know if he's all right. I mean, I hope he is.
Oh, yeah, he's messaged me on the message. You know, he's trying to get through, but his, for some reason or other, his connection isn't working to the station.
That's crazy, but his phone should work. Boy.
I don't know.
Jeez.
Life is a bowl of cherries. And sometimes
you get by the way, I saw that there was something, I think it was put into, just before the show, a comment he made from some show, I think it was put in wrongly, and he's making the comment that he disagreed with me about that the only president of the first 12 who didn't have slaves was John Adams. Well, that is not correct. John Quincy Adams had no slaves, and neither did Martin Van Buren. But I don't recall when that came, but John Quincy Adams had no slaves either, you know, and neither did Martin Van Buren. Just as it was coming out of left field, like suddenly, what is this? And then he switched to something else. So your whole station, it was a little messed up, you know?
We are messed up sometimes. We're a little tiny station with people that don't get paid. And,
still, it's crazy. I mean, it must be confusing to those listening, you know?
Well, we're trying not to do that. I did have a gentleman call this morning and say he hadn't heard from Scott this whole week. He hadn't been live at all. So
what's on? What was on in place of him?
Apparently, he's just had to rerun stuff because he can't get through. And he's doing everything remotely because of a medicine that he's taking. He's not supposed to go out in public a whole lot.
Now, what? Wow.
Because of, what is it called? You have some sort of immunities that you lose.
Boy, I hope he's all right. You know?
Yeah, I think he's all right. But
jeez, he's been from weeks ago. He wasn't.
Yeah, he's had a little bout with stuff, but he seems to be happy and getting along fine. And he does get out occasionally, but he only goes out with friends that he always is with, you know. Angie, who is the daughter of Charlie Evers, who is one of our announcers.
Yeah, I'm aware of who she is.
He goes out with Angie, but he's been with Angie, going out with Angie for years. So, and it's kind of like the COVID thing. I didn't go anywhere at all except for with my wife for,
I understand,
yeah. So, anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, is Trump losing his grip on the Republican Party? I think he is. His rallies are getting worse and worse as far as he shows up. And it's clear that a number of people are going to run after the hearings on Ketanji Brown Jackson, and they're going to run, and they're not going to let Trump stop them from running. I mean, certainly DeSantis will, and Tom Cotton, the senator from Arkansas, will, and there'll be others. So if he does run, it's going to be a real battle, but they're not going to give in to him, I don't think so. Certainly not DeSantis.
It does seem like, some of them are not going to give in to him because, like DeSantis, who apparently doesn't like the man, or at least wants to fight against him.
But he actually got endorsed by Trump, helped him to become the nominee in 2018. There was another Republican running for the nomination. So he's not very appreciative of what Trump did for him. Well, but he's the kind of person, he's only out for himself. We didn't know that a few years ago, but he has become a monster. He really has. He is a threat and a danger to American democracy, the way he won in Florida if he becomes the president.
What are your news people saying about him down there in Florida?
Well, they're not very happy on the local Florida channels, you know, and all that. You know, of course, you might say, well, because they're liberals or Democrats. I don't know what they are, but even Republicans, there are Republicans out here, some of them, not the ones in the legislature, they'll just do whatever he says, but there are former Republican members of Congress and others that are conservatives that really don't like the guy, and I think he's out of control, and he's getting what he wants. The legislature bows to him. It's like a governor that's a dictator, and yet he's the first one to say we don't want to have a federal government dictatorship, but he and Abbott of Texas, particularly, and others who are Republicans really act as if they are dictators in their states. And I think the governorships are too powerful. And ironically, in both Florida and Texas, the office is not supposed to be that powerful. We've never had a governor like this in Florida and Texas. Jeb Bush was not like that, for instance, and neither was George W. Bush in Texas. But these people, they've really become maniacs, and I think they're both dangerous, but they represent this second and third largest state and the electoral votes and all that. So I've written a column that said he's worse than George Wallace. He's a racist too.
Tell people
this issue of black districts to have blacks have seats in the Congress. He and Huey Long, I think Wallace and Huey Long.
Oh, wow.
I think he's worse than either. He's also representing a state that's very large, and they did not, you know.
Yeah. Now you're starting to hit home there. I mean, you're starting to hit low blows there, calling Huey Long.
Well, I'm saying it based on history and looking at the reality of what Huey Long was in Louisiana in the 30s and what George Wallace was in the 60s and 70s. The difference is Huey Long was assassinated and he never would have gotten to the White House anyway, and Wallace could win states in electoral votes, 13.5% of the vote, but he couldn't win the election. But this guy DeSantis with the Trump base, if they back him, it's going to be hard to stop.
You really believe that? I can't imagine. I don't know this to be a fact, but my guess is the majority of people in the United States are middle road to left.
I hope so, but electoral votes. If you win Florida and Texas, and you win the right combination of states, you can even lose the popular vote like Trump did, or Bush, the second Bush did the first time. Doesn't mean you have to win the national popular vote. You just have to win the right places, right?
And that's why we should do away with the Electoral College.
Yeah, but it's in the Constitution.
I understand.
You can't just get rid of it. That's the, that's the problem. I really am worried, though. I am worried. Not that he won't be challenged by others, but I think most people are putting him as next in line behind Trump, and I don't think even if Trump runs, he's going to be able to stop him from saying, I'm running. So the question is, who will do better in the primaries and all that? And now they're also refusing to take part in debates. The Republican Party says they will not take part in presidential debates through the Presidential Commission that's been running it since 1976. So they're going to decide who they're allowed to interview and who they'll answer questions from. And what they're really doing is promoting lack of openness to know what people stand for and believe. He's going to be promoting all kinds of extremism, this guy, because he's really dangerous.
What is wrong with such a large segment of our population that they don't see the oddness in
it's not just America. How about the story about people in Ukraine who have relatives in Russia? Ukrainians and Russians are all from the same area. I think I've told you my family background comes from Ukraine, from Odessa, but they called it Russia at the time because, the Russians controlled it. So there are people who live in Ukraine who have relatives in Russia, and Russia, of course, they have censorship. They don't know what's going on. Putin is preventing them from knowing, and so they don't know the whole story of what's going on, and the Ukrainian relatives contact them and they say, no, the Russians say, no, that's not true, you're making that up. Can you imagine that?
Well, at least you can say they have total censorship and they can completely tell their people whatever they want to tell
Russia,
without them having any opportunity to hear the opposite side of the story. The American people can hear both sides of the story.
But they favor Fox News channels tremendously as far as people watching Fox News.
I don't know why.
I don't understand it. And honestly, when I go into a place of business and they have Fox News only, now they have Fox News and let's say CNN, and I've been in some places, I say, okay, that's all right. But if they only have Fox News, I don't want to deal with those kind of people. I really don't. And if they're people, probably would not go into a place that has CNN on in the business, Not that CNN's perfect. Nobody's perfect. But Fox News is right-wing propaganda, and also pro-Putin. I mean, Fox News goes out of its way to praise Putin. And that, to me, in this horrendous war, is just unbelievable. The war crimes that have occurred, you know, and continue. It's just, I just don't understand how these people, Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, and Laura Ingraham, and others can back Putin and not care about Ukraine. But it makes clear that if Trump was in the White House, we would not be helping Ukraine. We'd be siding with Putin against NATO. And so NATO to go, you figure out the next word.
Yeah.
So thank God he's not in the White House. But don't forget, he's still pro-Putin, our former president.
Yeah, now, do you think there's any niche in the armor of Fox News where they might start being more honest?
There might be individuals, like, for instance, Chris Wallace left.
Yeah, he left
Fox News because he couldn't take it, and he brought up about Tucker Carlson. And there's also, I can't remember the names right now, others who had left earlier the last couple of years that were decent and didn't want to take it anymore. But then I look at some of the people who came over from other stations, and I'm not saying what they should say or do, but I remember years ago, John Roberts of CBS News, who's been on Fox News for years, and I'm thinking, I thought you were decent. Why are you still on Fox News? I know it's because he makes a good income. Well,
yeah, that's part of it.
And is that everything? I mean, is he struggling that he has to accept that? I'm sure he could go on another channel. He could go to CNN or whatever. I don't understand how people will accept working for a propaganda organization that is so biased and so obscene and, you know, not care about their own reputation. Why are you working there, you know?
Well, the more that my wife and I talked an awful lot, obviously, after driving vehicles for, let's see, 12 days we were on the road together. We started talking about why have people lost their principles in this country? What happened? Why did they lose the principles that we've always been proud of having?
I don't know. I think part of it is wanting to be part of the crowd. A lot of people don't have the ability to show courage and judgment. Education is not good enough. And religion, I'm sorry to bring it up. Religion, it's usually these very religious people, whether Jewish or Christian or Muslim, that they're just off the deep end.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just one religion. It's allowing religion to take over. And a lot of these people on the right talk about religion, and they're bringing up about pedophilia. They're claiming the Democrats are all pedophiles, including Hillary Clinton and others.
Yeah.
It's just sick. It really is.
Yeah, how can they possibly believe all that crap?
Well, they all started the whole thing a few years ago that there was a restaurant in Washington, D.C. that was abusing children, that Hillary, a pizza parlor, I think it was.
Yeah, it was.
That
yeah.
Hillary Clinton was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was so far from fact. Well, it was laughable.
But it's laughable. People believe it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man.
Well, anybody I've ever met that I've gotten to know that, and I don't know anybody actually with that specific thing, but anybody that's still pro-Trump and pro that viewpoint after all this, including now with Putin, I'm sorry, I won't even, except if it's like if I'm at work and I have to coexist with others I work with, I have to keep my mouth shut, but I'm not going to deal with people like that otherwise. But again, you can make a mistake in 16 and say, oh, we need a complete change, somebody is not in government. Okay, even though Trump is terrible. But after the first term, I mean, not the first term, the only term, I should say, and everything else, how can you vote for him again and still back him?
Yeah, I have no idea. And I'm sure there are people that will spout all the lists of talking points that the Republicans have developed to make Trump sound like he did something, which are basically false, everything.
Yes. And these senators, they're all competing to want to run. They're not all going to, I guess most of them will run, but they're such a bad group, those people who stood out, spoke up against Ketanji Brown Jackson, Lindsey Graham, and Tom Cotton, and Marsha Blackburn, who asked her to explain what is a woman. I mean, these people are just beyond belief, you know. And even the one African-American Republican senator, Tim Scott, would not back Ketanji Brown Jackson, and now it's all the same right-wing stuff, and come on, he knows better than that. Not because he's black, but because he's an intelligent guy, but they give in to the party, and everything is the party, that's all that matters.
Well, one of these days, we will find people like those in Ukraine who have guts and will be honorable people, but right now we have seemed to have lost a lot of them.
Yes, we need a Zelensky here.
Yeah, we do, and he's a comedian.
Originally, yes. By the way, interesting point, which is funny, somebody brought up to my oldest son, David, how much he looks like Zelensky. He actually does.
Oh, your oldest son does?
My oldest son, David, yeah, actually does look like, or my sister. And he it's funny, because, of course, not exactly, but they're about the same age, early 40s,
yeah.
And just happen to be they're both Jewish, not that it matters that part, but it, just their faces, they, I can see the resemblance, and it's just so, like, funny, you know? So.
You mentioned that they're both Jewish, but I understand that Zelensky has told the world that he's really not a practicing Jew.
Yeah, but my son is not Orthodox. No, he's Jewish. He's proud of it as I am, but we're not extreme religious Jewish, no.
Yeah.
Well, most people are not. Most American Jews are reform orientation,
yes.
Where you know where they're Jewish, but they don't follow the kosher laws, and they don't go to shul, as you go to temple every weekend, you know. And even on Passover, which we're in now, they may cheat a little bit, go out and have bread.
Oh my!
You know, so, but I mean, I don't understand the Orthodox Jewish viewpoint. I have a right to it, but I don't like people that. That to me are too rigid. That's just me, you know. And he would say the same thing, my son.
Yeah.
And I guess Zelensky is not, well, obviously not Orthodox, because he wouldn't be able to do things on the Sabbath.
That's right.
And as a leader, you got to do it, you know.
Yeah. Now, when you come to Marion to visit me,
I have to do.
You and I have to go. I live within a block of our local temple. Jewish.
Really? It's a Reformed synagogue.
Yeah, it is. And you're going to have to take me there. So, and
well, you can go in without, you don't have to be Jewish to go in.
I know, but I wouldn't know what I was doing. I'd feel...
Well, they'd help you.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll go over there then.
Yes, it'd be a good experience. Go on a Friday night or Saturday morning, yes.
Okay, Friday night or Saturday morning. Okay.
Yeah, well, that's the Sabbath. That's the Jewish Sabbath.
Yeah.
Friday night, Saturday in the daytime, yeah.
Maybe I'll do that just to...
But it's funny to think my son resembles somewhat Zelensky, you know.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't resemble him so much that people might get him confused because, you know,
well,
Zelensky
doesn't live there. He's here, so. But the point is that Zelensky's always under threat. He's going to be nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. I hope he gets it.
Yeah, I hope.
But if he lives or dies, he can get the Nobel Peace Prize. You know, and also Time Magazine might make him. Theory, of course, it's a year to go. Man of the Year or Person of the Year. I think he should be.
Oh, I thought
he'll survive it all.
I thought Trump was working on that one.
Oh God! Please give me a break. I just can't believe this man. He lies still consistently. He's a mental case. And people say that Biden makes flubs, and he said he seems a little bit out of it. Well, it wasn't where he makes a mistake, but compared to Trump, come on, give me a break, you know?
I hear you talking.
But I must say, the issue of age is coming up. I wrote about it this week because Dianne Feinstein seems to be having dementia, and she will be next year, if she's still in, she'll be, if the Democrats win the Senate, she'll be president pro tempore, three heartbeats away, and she doesn't even know who she's talking to or what. She really should resign, you know?
Yikes.
And it brings up the issue. Even Pelosi, she's in fine shape, but she's 82.
Yeah.
Biden's going to be 80. Should people in their 80s be so high up in government? I don't know. So whether Joe should run, he's saying he's going to run. He told Obama that I read. But I don't know. To be there to 86, I mean, I guess he might not make it, but, you know, I don't know. I'm not too thrilled about it, even though I like him, you know?
That's the same question with, should those of us over 75 still be allowed to drive?
It's not leading a country, you know, or being aligned to be president.
Yeah.
Just like I'm 77, I still teach a course, but I know what I'm doing, but I'm not stressed every minute like a president would be.
Yeah.
But I don't think driving, as long as you have your marbles, as they say, you know what you're doing, I don't think it's bad. You just got to be a little more cautious, you know?
And I've found that I do have to be more cautious.
Reflexes are probably a little less, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not sure whether I'm putting that on myself. Maybe I don't really need to be more cautious. Maybe I'm just...
Well, it doesn't hurt to be.
Yeah, maybe I've learned that it's a smart thing to do. Drive carefully. I don't know. We usually drive about, you know, 1 or 2, 3 miles an hour over the speed limit, and I was passed by trucks in some states that were doing at least 80, and that's kind of scary.
Yeah, well, also, when's the last time you took a long auto trip? 2 years ago, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, as you get older, maybe you will not be able to do it 2 or 3 years from now because it'll be too taxing.
Maybe. Maybe you're right. I hope I can continue to go out there because I'm going to go buy a RV tomorrow, so...
Are you?
I don't know.
If you're not going to really be able to use it. You have to think about it. It's not that cheap. You know?
If my wife's listening, I'm not sure, dear.
Does she drive also?
Yeah, she does.
Is she, you think, a better driver than you? Or what?
No, she isn't allowed to drive at night because she has cataracts, and they won't...
She hasn't had cataract surgery?
No, she hasn't had it. I've had it, and...
Why does she get it?
She's a scaredy cat.
Well, but she should.
I know she
should. I got cataract surgery, yeah.
It's not that bad. It's not bad at all.
It's not bad. And it's important for her sight, you know?
Yeah, I wish she would, but I haven't convinced her yet, but I'll keep on her.
Yeah, well, tell her that it's not a big deal. You didn't have a big, you know, it's something, but that's part of life, you know, as you get older, yeah.
That's one of the things, as you get older, you have to realize there are going to be some bumps in the road that you got to slow down for. And,
yes.
And that was one of them. And
yeah.
I got other things that are coming up, but, you know, you just slow down and then pick up where you left off, right?
That's right. That's right. Yep. Yeah, we're down to about 2 minutes.
Yeah. What do you got that we've got to get out of the way before you get out of here?
Well, I mean, I did write, as I've said. Trump endorsed nominees for the Senate, Pennsylvania, Dr. Oz.
Yes, I love that.
And Ohio, J.D. Vance.
Yeah.
Over, Josh... Mandel, yeah. I was surprised, but they're both horrid.
Yeah, Mandel's just as bad as JD.
And Herschel Walker, the former football player in Georgia. Oh, my God.
What an idiot.
He's black like the Reverend Warnock, who's the Democratic senator. But it's just like you pick a person who's black to fight against a black. But come on, one is a minister and the other one's horrible. You know, he really is. He's a liar and he's just terrible, Herschel Walker. All three of them. He endorses all these characters. Hopefully they all will lose the election, you know?
Well, Herschel Walker was a great football player, and that we'll leave it at that.
But Dr. Oz is such a phony.
Yeah.
and I mean, J.D. Vance switched gears on what he thought about Trump, but he actually got picked over Josh Mandel, and Josh Mandel is orthodox, and I tell you, I just say this is not a good sign for an orthodox Jew, the way he thinks on things. He's so right-wing and extremist, you know?
Yeah.
That's why I hope Tim Ryan wins.
Yeah, I do too. Tim, I've met Tim a couple of times. We've talked a couple of times. And like I've told you before, he isn't a great talker, but I think he's a good thinker.
So, yes.
And that's important.
And we've run out of time, only seconds, I think. So thank you again and look forward to next week.
Okay.
We had a good discussion. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks, Dr. Feynman. Have a great day.
Okay, you too.
Okay,
thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dr. Feynman, one of our friends that calls in once a week. And we talk about everything under the sun that's political. And there's no doubt about it, Dr. Feynman has his point of view. And as I do, as you do. Have a great day.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1.